Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Nobody but me, nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Can't you see? She's got a form like Venus. I'm not talking Greek. She's my Shiva. I'm her chicken. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. I've come to the conclusion Chipotle sucks. Prove me wrong. Go to Moe's. Alright. This is day 920 of Divided We Fail. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, who proudly support the United States Forestry Services, Brooms for Bigfoot's Fire Prevention Program. Remember what Smokey Possum says. Only you can prevent stuff from happening. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the beer-battered shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network. A little easy for you to say. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us. Awesome hour. During the week, it's clobbering time with your host and mine, the affable, lovable, brown-eyed thing, Ben J. Grimm. You know him, you love him. You can't live without him. And then Fridays, it's Friday night. Awesome. For some reason. Well, the phone lines. Well, we better get the queue ready, Bob. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Oh, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Friend, in all your plans for modern living, be sure to include Culligan Soft Water.
But how do I know if I need soft water?
It's easy. For example, take the laundry. If you have hard water, it combines with soap and detergents to make hard water scum. So your clothes don't look so good, and they wear out faster.
Do people wear out faster, too?
You might put it that way. Soap film will make your hair look dull, and it doesn't do your complexion any good, either.
I think I want a Culligan water softener.
Of course you do, and you can buy it or rent it. So in planning for modern living, in addition to the electrician and the carpenter and the plumber, be sure to call your Culligan man.
All right. Hey, Culligan man! He's apparently very popular.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Pottle Hour. Hello? Hello? Hi.
Oh, hi. This is Sarah Coventry.
Hey, Sarah Coventry. What's new?
Today is National Anthem Day. National Anthem Day in Romania.
Excuse me. push. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. That's correct.
That's
good, cool, man.
No, that's nice. It's nice to get in on my first call. That's nice. That's always good.
Yeah, that was a little weird. A little hanky there Friday.
But expect it.
Yeah. That wasn't the only weird thing that happened Friday.
What else happened there?
We had a fun show, you know. So I was having a couple beers and I was finishing my last beer. I'm like, oh well, you know, like 1:30. I said, well, time to call it a night. That was fun. And the dog's barking out there. You know how? I don't know if you guys notice, but my dog likes to bark.
Bark.
Yeah.
All right.
He likes some bark. So I'm, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning. I don't want to be a, you know, the jerk neighbor with the barking dog all night. Hey, come on, hey, babe, buddy, come on, babe. He ain't coming in. He's in the end of the yard. He's barking something. So I get the old handy dandy flashlight out.
I didn't
put my glasses on, fortunately. Should have put my glasses on, but I went out there with a flashlight. And mainly so I wouldn't step in dog shit, to be honest. There he was, hunkered down in the grass, barking at what appeared to be a very large dead possum.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
It was dead.
If the feet were in the air, man, it's like, I'm dead. Not alive anymore. I'm dead. Leave me alone. So
Ted
barked
that side. Jump up?
No, I just wanted to get the dog in the house. You know. And I'm thinking, man, if that wasn't a possum, I got a huge carcass to pick up in the morning. So I was really keeping my fingers crossed it was a possum. And lo and behold, I'd stuck my neck out there 15 minutes later, and he was gone. So God bless the possum. What a smart animal.
Taco and Pedro.
I swear to God, that was their names. I have my note, and I just did it. We were talking about you had notes that said to talk, and I have notes that say you know. I just knowed.
Yeah.
I was listening to a little bit of the show, and I was you-knowing it up. I think it's commensurate into how many drinks I have. The more you know, I've been drinking.
There you go. It's the Scotch
Lance
talk.
Vestiges theory. Yeah. On that. Anyhow, another possum story.
It looks like Chet's going to have a nice possum dinner tonight, then, huh?
Oh, man. He's not doing so good, man. He did that.
No?
He's looking.
The old lady?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, man. I don't want to know. I'm a nosy neighbor. Keep to myself. But yeah, if that was a huge possum, it really was. Maybe it was pregnant. I don't know. but it was huge. I'm thinking, holy crap, I don't want to have to pick that up tomorrow morning. You know, and thinking, like, I guess I'll take the garbage bag out with me and roll them into the bag and hoist them. I hate messing with dead shit. So, fortunately.
You wouldn't have a little, what bury them and say a little prayer over them and everything like that?
No.
No?
I would, as I would want for myself, I would set him at the curb and pick up on Wednesday morning, if you're lucky. All right. So, I have been hesitant to blow things up that we've already blown up before.
Yeah.
But people have been clamoring for Paul Anka's having my baby. So.
Yeah.
I thought I would go along with the crowd there. I couldn't find the other one, so it must be on the lost episodes drive there. Yeah. So I made a brand new one. A brand new blowing up of having my baby, because obviously it's still around and the first one didn't take.
There you go. So more dynamite.
Right. All right. Let's see. Yeah, I guess we'll just do that right now. Let's blow up having my baby.
Blow it up. Blow him up.
You're nuts. We're going to be paupers. Paupers.
Are you kidding? We're not even married.
Why don't you be quiet?
Oh.
Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you think about me. I can see it. Your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you.
Fuck fucking shit.
Having my baby.
Fuck, 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 fuck shit.
You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Pull the string.
Fucking fuck.
The need inside you.
Shit, shit, fucking fuck.
I see it showing.
Fuck you in the ass.
In the ass. Oh, the seed inside you, baby.
Fuck you.
Never tie your equipment so it can't be removed quickly.
Oh, let's get high.
Oh, let's get high.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Yeah.
Possum Hour?
Indeed, sir.
That's our celebrity endorsement. He'll rue the day when he made that recording.
Woo!
Get that right, Jacques.
I wonder if he'll mention us. If he writes an autobiography, will he mention us?
And then there's my Bane. Rat bastards. Except for the lovely Reverend Wendy, who I kind of like.
Oh, yeah, he liked that.
That was the highlight of the fucking interview. Reverend Wendy asked him what he did for fun when he's not doing all this stuff, and he says, like anybody else in Hollywood, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
that
was it, that. Man. That was the highlight of the fucking night, man. That was a beauty.
Yep.
She got him to say sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I should isolate that as a sound bite.
Yeah. Well, go back to it.
Foreman saying,
make it so.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Sweetie.
What can you do, sue us?
Not at all. We own it.
He was a nice man. Very generous with his time and his celebrity.
Yeah, he's still with us. Yep.
He's still in there, and don't. If you want to touch his gun, you want to look at his gun, ask permission first. That's all I'm saying.
Don't grab his gun. Don't grab his gun.
Don't just touch his gun without his permission. That's not...
That might stand for anybody's gun. Don't touch anybody's gun.
Probably. That's a good idea to ask permission. You know, I mean, I used to have a roommate. You had to ask permission to read his Wall Street Journal.
Oh, no shit.
Not even nearly as dangerous as a gun. So.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
And you did? You actually read the Wall Street Journal? You hippie?
Nah.
Reading Wall Street Journal? Oh, okay.
Although I did like those instead of pictures, they had little artist renderings of people in the articles, like on the front page, for years and years. I don't know if they still do it. And I was getting really good with the pen at a certain point in my career. My eyes are gone, and I'm losing my skills on that. But I was able to do that kind of work. I have one very good example of it. That's about it. I don't think I can do it again after all these years.
What are you drawing, though?
Pardon?
What were they drawing, though?
Oh, it was a dude's head, some guy's head, portrait.
Oh, okay.
I got the guy, and the cool thing is I have the photo of the guy and then the drawing of the guy. And you go, hey, Mars, look at that. That looks just like that guy.
It sure does.
So, all right, let's do the shout-outs. You ready, Ted? You ready, baby?
Ted Possum.
Ted's ready.
Ted Possum, Ted.
Ted the Possum, man. Yeah. Alright. Well, there they are, ladies and germs. The Possum Lounge. No Magic C tonight. But her spirit exudes in the lounge.
Did Ted walk away after hearing that?
No Magic C tonight, Ted. Sorry. That last treat might have done him in, man. He's just kind of chilling. All right. Well, first off, we have Dr. Cake, who we now know she sounds like a girl.
Yes, that sweet voice.
It's a very cute voice.
Uh-huh.
And it's a girl. It's definitely a girl voice.
Yep.
And that's important. when it comes to callers on the show. We encourage people with higher voices than our own to call in at will. Really appreciated that. After all these years, that was awesome. Thank you again for calling
and out of the
Friday
blue,
show.
I loved it.
Out of the blue. And if
out
she
of
was
the
secret square. She was the secret square all along. So if you haven't heard it, it's in the archives, GT. At the last 15 minutes of the show, right after the polka. Yeah, whale poop. I know what you mean, Herd. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr.
Cake.
I think she's having technical difficulties. Something's going on. But thank you for being here. And next up is Ford Prefect. he's going to call up and squeeze his scrotum. How nice.
There you go. That's,
hey, what do you think of that?
That's going a whole 9 yards. That is. All right.
Ford Prefect scrotum. What do you think of that, Ted?
Do anything for
he's
this
not
show.
Talking. He's not saying a word. He's not saying a word.
Well, what you put in his tree?
Got nothing on that?
Put some herb.
Scrotum.
Some herb in his tree.
Scrotum, dude. Well, thank you for coming, Ford. We appreciate it. I'm sure your scrotum appreciates it.
Yeah.
Speaking of scrotums. No, wait a minute. No, there's Francie. From the
Francie.
Yeah, that got you going.
Hey.
Yeah, Francie. Ah, from the Francie and Friends, huh? Yeah. What's that?
Hello, Francie. Ted's going wild.
How's it going? Francie, I still have your autographed picture of Jerry Springer. It's in the closet. I got to get that out and hang it up, man. The hoot. She was on Jerry Springer. Did you see that?
I think I actually seen that episode years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, I'm almost positive I did.
It's hard to remember because, man, I used to watch that all the time, man. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, same here. That was a memorable one. That was a big food fight. Big Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are like the holiday specials.
Like, he didn't see that coming.
Well.
Good stuff.
But she has a show on Sunday nights. I'm not sure if they still do the food fights every week, but probably on the holidays. Tune in. Turn on and turn yourself over to the authorities immediately.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And there's GTO.
GTO.
Wow. The GTO. Fleet Admiral himself. The Big Mamu. The big man.
Big Mamu. The head monkey.
Admiral Dunsell. Yeah. Oh, he's the Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah.
Poobah, the military fleet. Yeah. Right, Ted? Right, Ted? Francie feels special. He only wanted to talk to you. GT Trenton, you got nothing on GT? Nothing on GT, man. Isn't that weird?
Hey, goes Dog. Crazy for Francie.
Goes crazy for Francie and friends. Well, who doesn't?
No, I think that's the truth.
Golly. And there's R.J. Gumby, Ted.
R.J.
Gumby, got anything on that? R.J. Gumby, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Not on that.
Mr. Minister, Finance, Parking, and all that. No?
All right.
Nothing, man. Okay.
All
right, dude.
You gotta be a dead possum for that thing before.
He's the weirdest dog ever, man. We're figuring out he's like 80 years old in human years.
Good God.
So, yeah, he's 80 years old in human years.
God.
Man. So, God bless him. 80 years young. All righty. Well, thank you for coming, Professor. And lastly, we have the Herd.
Herd.
Who at one point was hosting a Herd Mentality program.
Ah, Herd Mentality.
Herd Mentality on the face. Fuck. Book.
And he's got an interesting page, too, that I'll put on Garage.
Yeah. Yep. How old is Ted? Ted, I've had him for 10 years, and he was a year and a half, supposedly, when I got him. So that was approximately 11 and a half, 12 years old. Unknown precisely how old he is. So he's old. Old. How old is he? He's old.
Old.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Alarm.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hey, Cake!
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
My baby is tonight. I wonder how my baby is tonight. I wonder where she's gone and how she's getting on. I wonder why my baby doesn't write. If she came back, I wonder what I'd do. I wonder, did she find somebody new? She didn't treat me fair, and no, I shouldn't care. I wonder where my baby is tonight. Does my baby do the Charleston? Charleston. I wonder who is teaching her the Charleston? Charleston. While I sit and sigh, the time goes dragging by. I'd like to kill a guy who wrote the Charleston. Charleston. She left me cause I couldn't do the Charleston. Charleston. She'd still be there if I could do the Charleston. Charleston. I'm taking lessons now. I'll win her back somehow. I wonder where my baby is
Jones, since I was knee high to a grasshopper. My folks gave me these old 78s, and the rest is history, man.
There you go. Good folks.
That was a goodie there.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm pretty much a black sheep
of
my family. My parents weren't into any of that stuff.
Oh, they didn't do cool shit like Spike Jones?
Nah. My sister says that every time she goes to my Facebook page, she wonders, did we grow up in the same house? I got into some weird shit on my own.
Yeah. My mom's family were into the goofy bizarro world stuff. Like that's where I had Stan Freberg 78s too. The Dragnet stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
My dad, all his records were like the Scots Guard and the Four Freshmen and shit like that, man. He's kind of square. Mom had like Nat King Cole and some more jazzier shit, you know. But they got the show.
They played
the show
Williams.
Tunes all the.
Yeah.
Oh, she was awesome. She loved
Perry
the Andy
Tomo.
Williams. My mom, not so much Perry, but my mom loved Andy Williams. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, I loved Andy Williams'
oh,
wife.
Boy.
I used to love those albums.
Claudine Longet.
Uh huh. The Spider Killer.
Just don't go. Don't go skiing with her, man. Dangerous.
It would be an honor to get shot by her.
He had a really hip show, though. It was kind of like Laugh-In and those type shows with the quick cuts and the really wacky, whacked-out humor with Charlie Callis
Christmas
on there.
Shows. Yeah. I didn't remember Christmas specials. He had a show, too?
Huh.
I guess he did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a variety show. I'm thinking around 69, 70 or something. And it was really funny.
Every year.
Yeah, after that, yeah, for years he had the Christmas special. But anyway, funny guy.
Uh-huh.
I saw him when he was like a kid on a, it was like a, what was it, Colgate High School Hour or something. Starring Chico Marx was the host, and he was one of the young kid singers. But Andy Williams and Greta Gazzuto. Hey!
Wasn't it the Williams brothers at first? Didn't he sing with his brothers, like the Osmonds or something?
You're correct. They were a trio, and then he left them in the dust and said, eat my shorts. Yeah.
Fuck you, brothers.
I know. You know, and they died. They both died penniless and homeless.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was rich beyond his.
And
no,
laughed.
I don't know that. He probably took care.
He
was a nice guy. Anyway, he was a nice
boy.
Guy. Let's not besmirch his memory just for the fun of it.
Knock him down. Fuck him.
Is it just me, or are people in general getting a little more like insane? Like with some of the things they put on the internet. Lately, I just don't comment on anything. I just slowly walk away.
There you go.
Slowly walk away.
Ah!
Oh, speaking of weird shit. I'm always looking for, like, rockabilly tunes, because I like the rockabilly. And I know you do, too.
Oh, who doesn't?
You,
who
the audience.
Doesn't like rockabilly?
You, the general audience. You can't, you can't lose with the rockabilly over there. So, this tune here, in particular, came across my eye. It's a quick one. So, it qualifies as a quickie.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in a very rural area, meaning there were farms and farmers and livestock and things around.
Uh-huh.
And there were stories, one gentleman in particular I have in mind, that, he learned the birds and the bees at the back end of a moo-moo. A moo cow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
See what I'm getting at?
Woo. All right.
Well, the reason that came to mind was this song, because I cannot, and I would like you, the audience, to help me interpret this song. Is this song a love letter to a cow? Like a, Prelude to Romance. You be the judge.
Let's
take
see.
It away, Ben Hall, with Moo Mama.
Moo Mama, Moo Mama, Moo Mama, Moo Mama, Moo Mama, Moo Mama, make love.
Identifies his true love as, and
unless it's a fat girl he's singing to, and that wouldn't be nice.
Moo Mama.
That'll counteract the love story. Love
or she,
story.
Ooh, she yeah. could be lactating.
Oh, yes.
You get a little snacky poo.
Is Ken Hall still alive? We got to get to the bottom of this. We got to write him a letter.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Oh, man. Spike Jones is without question the most brilliant percussionist that ever lived. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. You are correct.
But look at it, no argument at all. Tacit agreement.
And a very dapper dresser. Very dapper.
The guy could wear a zoot suit, man. He could really wear a zoot suit. Oh, man. It's the humor in his music, I just love. I just love the humor.
Yeah.
It's all about the humor. And I don't think he ever did a cow fucking song.
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, he might have. Wouldn't put it past him. It was utterly weird, says Ford Prefect.
Moo Mama.
Moo Mama. Moo. Moo Mama.
Chicken fuckers don't write any songs.
No. It's not as inspiring as a Moo Mama. And then afterwards, you can tip them for fun. Because they just go right over. Boom.
And is that true? We city folk need to know, is that true?
It's true.
Okay.
It is true. At least as far as I know. I've never tipped a cow, and I've never seen one tipped in real life. But I heard stories.
Mama.
around the campfire. There were also stories about that guy and the cow. Well, I think the way I heard it, it was a goat. It was a goat.
Well, there you go. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a goat. I never once thought about fucking it. Honest to God. Never once. I mean, even... never once did the thought enter my head, I could fuck that goat. No.
No matter how much scotch you drink.
I don't think that's normal, man. Fucking livestock. Not good. All right, let's move on.
Ben, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
All right. I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm really happy about this tonight because tonight it's turns out it's going to be 3 minutes. You'll never get back. And as usual, tonight is no exception. It's a very special 3 minutes you'll never get back, featuring none other than Possum's own Tiny Tim.
Tiny made the 3 minutes.
As featured in the slideshow. He's not usually put in the 3 minutes portion of the show.
No.
But this particular rendition is more than qualified, in my opinion, to fulfill the requirements of 3 minutes you'll never get back. Number one being that it runs 3 minutes and 9 seconds.
There you go. There you have it.
That's basically 3 minutes you'll never get back. So, and beyond that, well, you be the judge. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Baby! Therefore, I really think the government should subsidize these teenagers, particularly the girls.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Man, he hit it out of the park that day. Telling you what,
he brought
3 minutes and 3 minutes and then some.
Yes, sir.
All right, a couple weeks ago, I had a good libtard article on here about how we could save the planet by planting trees. Do you remember that?
Yep.
We could fix the environment if we planted 8 gazillion trees or some shit. Well, in Ethiopia, in 12 hours, they set a record. I believe this has to be a record. 353,633,660 tree seedlings were planted in Ethiopia in 12 hours. Hats off.
That is, yeah.
Thank you. Cool as fuck, man. I feel like I should plant a tree in my backyard. I don't have any trees on my property.
Let me get that walnut tree. You giving up on that walnut tree?
You know, I don't have room for a walnut tree, man. You know what I really like is some evergreens. You know, to go back to the possum story.
Yeah.
So I'm out there in the dark of night, 1:30 in the morning, whatever it is, 1:45, and I got my flashlight and I'm looking for the dog and the poop and the possum.
Without your specs.
Without my glasses, but if I step outside my door, this goon tower light from Lawrence Tierney's house comes on.
Yeah.
It's a motion light. You know, so like you breathe outside. Boom, Lawrence Tierney. What the fuck? Where was that fucking light? Because then later on when I went out to see if the possum was gone, I stepped out and the fucking light, boom, Lawrence Tierney's goon light comes on. What's up with that, man?
Yeah.
Where was the goon light? I don't know. It made me wonder, what the fuck?
Might have been a foul play. Maybe nice guy Eddie killed the possum.
Yeah, nice guy Eddie was probably pulling my leg over there.
Over there.
Well, it's not a terrorist thing if a right winger shoots up a garlic fest, but so you know where that goes. But here, these two guys on the border, these hunters, accidentally shot each other, and when the cops showed up, they blamed illegal immigrants.
Oh, Jesus Christ! They actually shot each other. I like that.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to that to it.
Yeah, because they thought it's real complicated. He became paranoid that illegal immigrants were inside a vehicle
and with Mr. Roberts and his wife and attempted to get inside without saying anything, prompting Mr. Roberts to shoot at the door. These guys, these are obviously guys that shouldn't have guns in the first place. We'll find. We'll see what happens with this. Oh man, who are these people?
First of all,
I'll look into that one.
What is the chance of accidentally shooting each other? It sounds like an argument happened. One shot the other, the other shot back.
Well, and there was women there, so it was probably fighting over. Fighting over pussy is what it was, man. You know it. You know it. I know it. American people know it.
Yeah. It's like a silent comedy. You know, silent comedies, they accidentally shoot one another, you know?
Yeah.
A bunch of teeth play or something.
Well, okay. Yeah, these guys. Fuck these guys. All right. On to other things. There's going to be meteor showers all week this week for those of you who like to watch the skies at night. Yeah. All right. When it's like the darkest of dark night, stick your head out there and see some light shows. Around 3 a.m. Eastern time.
You can't see.
I really can't. No, I can't see shit because I'm in the suburbs and all the light pollution.
Well, you can't see it at night anyway because Carrie's light will be blowing your face if you
That's
go out
true. Yeah, exactly. Light pollution.
You got a spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Lawrence Tierney's goon light from the goon power over there.
Goon power.
Yeah. Look out, it's the goons.
These are shallow.
I saw Stalag 17 again this week. They're running it again. I love that fucking movie, man.
Great flick.
I love it.
I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it, yes. All right, let's get back to business here. Somebody shot somebody. Oh, okay. An elderly couple. I think this story's... I don't think we talked about it, but dated March of this year. An elderly couple in a retirement community in Stockholm, Sweden, they were sued for blasting Iron Maiden too loud.
An elderly couple, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what they're saying is they were using the music as revenge because a new couple had moved into the neighborhood and started having very, very loud sex.
Okay.
And apparently they would go all night, you know, with the sex and the loud sex.
Uh-huh.
So they were kind of fighting back with the Iron Maiden there.
They were,
hopefully everybody just get along and, soundproof the walls or something. That sucks, man. Especially you got one of them beds that, you know, bangs against the wall. Ka-doom, 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 ka-doom.
I'm having fun.
Hard to be discreet.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they all work that out.
Jones. That's what he should do.
Well, I mean, they seem like nice people. I hope they'd work that out. All right, on to health news. Health news. Oh no, this is fucked up science. All right, where's fucked up science music?
This is
fucked up science, man. Fucked up. Yes. Fucked up science. Oh, this will work. Finally had a brain. Alright. U.S. scientists
fucked
have partially
science.
Revived pig brains 4 hours after the animals were slaughtered.
Alright. Yeah, 30 men at a time.
32 pig brains were collected. 32 pig brains were collected from an abattoir. 4 hours later, the organs were connected to a system made by the team at Yale University. It rhythmically pumped to mimic the pulse, a specially designed liquid around the brain, which contained a synthetic blood to carry oxygen and drugs to slow or reverse the death of brain cells. The pig brains were given the restorative cocktail for 6 hours. The brains came to life, man. Working synapses, this is.
And how long did they stay alive, did it say? Second time around?
I don't know how long they could, they don't say.
And what good is this sort of thing for humanity? If they could bring people back to life, we're going to be overcrowded.
No.
Let us die.
They're using this somehow in Alzheimer's research.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the connection is. They don't go into that. But this is a result of Alzheimer's research.
Okay.
But is that bizarro, man? Like, they could bring brains back to life after they've been dead for, like, hours. You know? Weird.
Think of what it could do to the
brain showed normal.
Computers.
Yeah, there might be hope for that asshole.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Shoot, man. Should have got out on that one. That was the line to get out. That was the line. Thank you and good night. Damn it. Damn you, Q's. Oh, well. I don't think I have any good stories. They still haven't found out about the mashed potatoes. And no gravy has been reported either. So, yeah. So we'll keep you abreast of that. and speaking of breath.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Like now.
make a lonely man happy. Baltimore, you come down that
Michael and George Harrison in one tune. Two of my faves, right?
What the hell? What song was this? I couldn't hear it that well.
Easy for you to say. Baltimore Oriole.
Oh, okay.
In honor of our pals in Baltimore.
Baltimore? It's all about birthdays. It's Hotty Toddy's birthday today. Hotty Toddy.
Hotty Toddy?
Yep. Thelma Todd.
Thelma Todd. Yeah, she was sassy.
The ice cream
blonde. The sexiest comedian ever.
Yes.
Ever will be. Except maybe Marilyn Monroe and something like that.
I put Miss Faye up there. TSA Gumby.
Okay, all right. Well, here's a, okay. I was looking more at during that wonderful interlude. I was looking at the pig brains thing.
Yeah.
And the scientists, whatever this experiment was for, to for the Alzheimer's. The pig brains came from the pork industry. The animals were not raised in a lab for this experiment, so they were just random brains from a abattoir. But the Yale scientists were so concerned the pigs might become conscious that they gave drugs to the disembodied brains to reduce any brain activity. They were constantly monitoring the brains to see if there was any sign of higher brain functions. In that case, they would have used anesthetic and ended the experiment. So they weren't trying to get all Frankenstein about it.
Yeah.
But still, it's kind of Frankenstein.
Still Frankenstein, yeah.
They're kind of studying. They're studying how brains die, I think. Maybe as part of the Alzheimer's connection.
My brain.
But if the brain was still in the pig's head and the head started talking, going, "Hey, Mac, what's the idea?
Hey, we go over there.
What's with reanimating my head and all over here?
That's cool, dude.
I'd be
uncool.
It'd be uncool, man. You're dead and you want to be dead and just relax and somebody reanimates your damn brain.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, they spent their whole life being a fucking pig. You know, they're happy to be dead. Hey, these jerk offs, bring them back. That ain't right.
Shit, I was scheduled to be reincarnated as a rich
guy.
There
you go.
You son of a bitch. Now you reanimate my brain. You threw the whole thing out of whack. I'm coming back as a toad, you fucking piece of shit.
Abri.
That's comedy like you like it.
There you go.
Brains. I've got that. That's somewhere on here, man. My brain hurts. I know it is.
Oh, yeah.
My brain hurts. Oh, well, you know, if I had everything organized, I'd know exactly where it is.
My brain hurts!
There comedy. It is.
Comedy gold, Jerry. Comedy gold. So if you like meteors, tonight, this is your week. Go plant some fucking trees. It's never too late. Don't play your Iron Maiden too loud. Stay away from the pig brains. There's a whole thing on, I have the article somewhere here, all about what happens to you if you eat, if you're a cannibal. Well, I guess we did do that, didn't we? We went over that vaguely.
You go crazy. That's what happened to me, cow disease. They were feeding cows, right? They were giving ground meat to cows.
Yeah. You're not supposed to eat your own species, man.
Yeah, that makes you go loopy.
I'm in a weird mood too, Kate, believe it or not. I don't know which way's up, which way's down. Could be all these beers, I don't know. Mercy. Trying to keep my nose down to a minimum. I think I'm doing pretty good.
There you go.
And you're talking.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Ted's Midnight Possum Story. Aren't you glad you tuned in for that? Because you can't buy that kind of entertainment on subscription television.
You are correct.
Don't ever beat yourself up, Kate. Don't ever beat yourself up, Kate, because there's plenty of other people that'll do that for you. It's true.
Okay.
I'm hard on myself. I know. Well, you're the same way. I think that's why we're all here. We're all kind of neurotic that way.
That's how we sound one another, kids. The support group.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people that
group.
Blow your own horn, because ain't nobody else going to blow it for you. Right?
Uh-huh.
Don't beat yourself up, because there's plenty of assholes that do it for you, free.
I can pay a chick to blow my horn. That's against the law.
If I could blow my own horn, I'd never leave the house.
There you go.
Well, GT left in preparation for the aforementioned polka.
Yeah.
We didn't aforementioned it, though. Well, okay, now it's an aforementioned polka.
He's got a timer. You guys just let them know when to bail out.
The polka alarm went off.
The polka alarm.
Yeah, take care of it. Just everybody take care of yourselves, man. You got to take care of yourselves. Because we care about you, but, you know, you got to care about you, too. Where's the damn polka? Pardon my French.
I'm not kidding. Where's the fucking polka? It's not. It's Yodel. Monday night for crying out flagging. Why there's no fucking polka? What kind of co-host are you, man? I'm out here floundering looking for a polka.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's yodeling time.
All right.
This is a hell of a yodel, too. Actually, this was the yodel I was going to play the night Cake. I played Cake's yodel, which was an excellent yodel.
But
it bumped. An extremely excellent, a most excellent yodel, I must say.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Here we go. Yodeling, a yodeling, a yodeling.
Start yodeling. Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, yodeling.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Well, I thought that had the yodel on it. Here goes. It's yodeling time with Rex Dallas.
Last summer, next winter, the year before last, a man with a hammer sat breaking his fast. Some cast iron, some cheesecakes he tried to digest, but he fell down and busted the lid off his chest, singing, Lordy, 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 singing, Lady, Lordy, 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 singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy, singing, Lady, Lordy. One night he got up and a candle he lit. Then he seized his revolver and soon loaded it. I'll stand this no longer, he savagely said. Then he blew out his candle and went back to bed. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy. On a four-masted cruiser, he once sailed the blue. With a Salvation captain and one for a crew. To a seaport in Europe they sailed like a car, with a cargo of lightning and a bottle cigar. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy. He wasted away and at last he grew thin. One morning his eyebrow fell down to his chin. The blood left his veins and he lost all his flesh. He watered his whiskers to make them keep fresh. Singing, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy. The last time I saw him, he was very ill. On a leaf of tobacco, he wrote out his will. He sighed in a whisper, don't wail for my death. And then with a corkscrew, he drew his last breath. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, Lordy. Singing, Lady, Lordy, 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 Lordy.
My man.
Rex.
Rex.
Ricola. Ricola. Ricola.
All right.
Well, I'm Googling Rex Dallas right now because I do not believe that's his real fucking name. And as it turns out, his real name is Frederick Amos Doobie. Dooble.
Dooble?
Dooble. D-O-B-L-E.
Dooble.
And he's Bobble. Still with us, 80 years old. Yeah, maybe it's Dobble.
God bless.
Yeah, I guess it's Dobble. What only one O, it's Dobble, I guess.
Dobble.
Rex Dallas.
Dooble Gobble.
I ain't buying it.
Well, yeah, your drink crack's working fast. You got the... It's gin crack oil.
I did that on your laptop.
Oh, let's see. All right. Well, let's see. Yeah, I guess it's up to you. We could do the Friday version of this fiasco.
Why not? Why the fuck not?
Yeah. I don't know if we'll be able to top tonight's award-winning achievement, but we'll give it the old college try. One for the Gipper, one for the hoo-ha. Hail Mary. The old Hail Mary. Who was that guy?
Yep.
Doug Flutie. Remember Doug Flutie? Back in the 80s, I guess?
Yeah.
From Boston College, and he had the Hail Mary pass with the second on the clock. He lets go to pass all the way down the field. A guy catches it and he hits the touchdown and they win the big game. Dun, 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 dun. I know I have that.
Instant star.
And he was on the Cheerios. No, what is it? Cornflakes.
Yeah.
No, Wheaties. Wheaties.
See, it's nice when that happens. They're not like Buckner.
Yeah, poor Bill Buckner.
That poor bastard.
Yeah. I won money on that. I've probably mentioned that before. That was so thrilling. I was so happy. I'm jumping up and down at this poor man's misery. Mookie Wilson. Mookie. No, it wasn't money. It was a six pack. Oh, well. But, you know, there's cash value.
That's money.
Cash value, yeah. All right. Although I think the dude drank one or two of them. Okie doke. Well, that was a waste of 90 minutes, don't you think? Of course.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, to waste 90 minutes.
It was the thing is, I'm not putting it down when I say it was a waste of time, because that was an absolute perfect waste of time, if you ask me.
Hey, that's the way you're saying it. That's the way you're saying it. Yep.
Possum Hour. A perfect waste of time. Our new slogan for next season. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. We had a nice crowd tonight.
Yeah, very nice.
Yinling.
Coffee. I got my cradle, baby. Malaysian.
Cradle.
Malaysian cradle.
Malaysian cradle. That's a t-shirt. Let's see. Oh, well, let's get this out of the way right now. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
All right. So now we've done the pleasantries. We don't have to worry if the hammer comes down and
the guy
goes down the ladder and beats the guy in the head with the hammer and the donut goes round and round. What?
You know how it works.
Yinling. Can I mention
the
duck?
Monty Python's foot. That pushes that.
The foot comes down, and that foot is me. yeah, it was real. It was real. I'm gonna say I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me.
I give this episode a birthday cake and a Batman. That's what I give it.
You got that right, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Energize!
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Possum theme tonight.
Yeah?
That was the beginning to some horror movie that I haven't seen. Dawn of the Dead.
I like that you shooting that quickie. Fuck this shit, I'm out. That was it. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I hit that by mistake, man. That was serendipity.
That worked great. Yeah, it worked great.
Serendipity doo-dah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll take shit, I'm out. I like that.
So you slinging guards in tomorrow?
Yeah, just going to have like a half a day. I was supposed to have off, but the guy's coming in and he's trying to get the other computer working. So, I'm going to show him some the old invoices and shit to put in the computer. So I need about 3-4 hours.
Oh, you're showing the other guy how to do shit.
Well, no. Well, he's doing the tough work. He's getting the register work, the new register working. I'm just going
to
give him
the store while
the information of what to feed in. Yeah, that and covering the store.
Gotcha.
But mostly just to tell him what to feed in the store. Because I'll be splitting. Gonna have a cup of coffee and split.
I got to figure out something to achieve tomorrow because, shoot, man. Do Don't have too many things on the plate right now. Coming up, though, man, this is a weird month, July. I didn't have a lot to do. A lot of time on my hands. And that's all going to change as soon as the calendar turns to August.
All right.
Pretty crazy town, USA, so.
All right.
I'll have stories of real life to tell.
You got to cover my
ass. Well, speaking of which, we didn't really mention Uncle Bobo tonight. We didn't have Bobo in a nutshell tonight.
Yeah.
And Maggie C. missed it. Maggie C. missed it.
Yep.
She hates doing Bobo in a nutshell the most. Dang it, Maggie C.
What time she's out here?
I know. I was looking at him this weekend and shit was passing by my eyes and I'm thinking, you know, self, I've been wasting way too much time on this clown and his shenanigans.
The only time he was mentioned is when we were saying we got to revive their Bobo supporters' brain cells like they do pig brains. That's the only time Bobo was
mentioned. Said that. You said that.
There you go.
I didn't.
I just don't want to give him.
Well, that was why I originally didn't want to say his name on the show, just because it gets harpy, for one thing. Yeah. But for the other thing is, that's his whole fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Say my name. You know,
yeah.
You know,
he doesn't give a rat's ass whether it's good or bad, as long as his name's being said.
Right. But just don't say it.
They don't care.
Like that Simpsons where they don't look at the thing. Just don't look. Don't look.
That's why he doesn't like Obamacare, because Obama's name's on it.
But his name's not on it. The Affordable Care Act, for crying out loud. You know, that was funny. There were polls where they asked voters, what do you think of Obamacare? And they go, oh, well, I don't like Obamacare.
Yeah.
What's your opinion of the Affordable Care Act? Oh, well, that's a heck of a good thing for people, Affordable Care Act.
Exactly.
That's it.
Pig brain.
Yep. More or less.
Dead pig brain. Dead fucking pig brain. With red hat.
My son's convinced. I go, what did I say? But he's convinced it's. I always say, they put the asshole on TV for 13 seasons and told you he was the smartest businessman in the world. And people believed it. He says, no, you're giving them too much credit. It's the racism, Dad, the racism.
And that's
all
the
racism.
Yep.
He says he's hitting the chord with people's deep down secret racism.
Well,
what an ugly truth. But that's an ugly fucking truth, is it not?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm starting to believe him.
There you go.
If you don't think the way he's talking to these people, he doesn't do it to any white people, but he's a black guy. Go back where you came from. You infest this place. Yeah, that's all race baiting, man. There's no doubt about it. If you don't recognize that that's race baiting and shit, well, you're kidding yourself. Crying out.
Have you ever heard a president put down a fucking state or a city before? Like he did Maryland?
No.
You know,
it's unheard of, uncalled for. What? What the fuck?
He's the president of the United States.
Right, he's supposed to be the president of all of them.
Yeah. Fucking believable.
He's a loony, man. He's out of his element.
We lost our way.
That's what it is.
We've lost our way.
He's out of his element.
Out of his element.
I don't know why they're so...
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
I don't know how this all ends, but it's not... I tell you what, man, I'm not betting with you this time. That's for sure. All right. Tommy! Because he might get, motherfucker might get reelected, and then it's on to the third term.
He can't make it out of that, though.
I was watching Bernie tonight, man.
Huh?
He is the man. You need to register to vote just so you can vote for that Jewish son of a bitch, because he's the greatest man.
Yeah, but he's not
going to
get in.
He's the savior of this country, bub.
He
needs your vote. He needs your vote.
Bobo is going to be carried out like Frank Burns. That's what's going to happen to Bobo.
No, here's what you do. You drive a limo up in front of the White House with a bucket of Colonel Sanders in the back seat, right? And then, you know, lure him into the back of the thing, lock the doors, and take off for the hills, man. Get rid of the...
There you go.
Drop him off out in the country. Drop him off on the side of the road. Somewhere in upper state New York.
I don't know where he is. That'd be great.
He was knocking on some lady's door. Do you have any spray can?
That was great.
Yeah, man. Well, there's Bobo in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
We'll be back Friday with more hilarious hijinks and what else? Fuck shit stack, maybe even.
Fuck shit stack.
Never know. Fuck shit stack could come back. It doesn't.
Oh, I think so. That's
no
a Jesus jam. That's a Jesus jam.
There's nothing.
Who knew?
Nothing holding.
Who knew that JC loved that song? Who knew?
I know. Jesus is jam. Good jam. All right. I'm liking this one a lot. We'll see you Friday. Be careful out there.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.